And my name's Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced two business expansion projects that will bring more than 100 jobs and $44.5 million in private investment to Midland and St. Clair counties. DDP Specialty Electronic Materials U.S., a DuPont subsidiary, will invest $20 million to expand its Midland facility, adding a new production process for electric vehicle battery materials. The project includes a 6,000 square foot expansion and is expected to create at least 22 jobs with starting wages of about $30 per hour. The state is supporting the project with a $200,000 Michigan Business Development Program grant, along with local and state tax abatements. In Port Huron, Legacy Port Huron Paper Company plans to invest $24.5 million to repurpose nearly 400,000 square feet of former industrial space into papermaking and warehousing operations. The project is expected to create at least 82 jobs with starting wages of $27 per hour. The Michigan Strategic Fund has approved a $1 million performance-based grant to support facility upgrades and equipment modernization. State and local officials said the project strengthens Michigan's advanced manufacturing, EV supply chain, and sustainable packaging sectors while bringing high-paying jobs back to local communities. And the Michigan State Police honored about 90 current and former members during an annual award ceremony held January 28th in East Lansing. Recognizing achievements ranging from promotions and years of service to life-saving actions and community impact, Sergeant Lena Bruinsky of the Paw Paw Post was named 2025 Trooper of the Year for her leadership, professionalism, and community service, including emergency response during a winter storm and ongoing charitable involvement. Brian Walker of the Jackson Post earned Motor Carrier Officer of the Year for his enforcement work improving commercial vehicle safety statewide. Nicole Ascroft of the Lapeer Post received Civilian of the Year honors for her extensive administrative contributions and support to both staff and retirees. Retired Detective Lieutenant Donald Watson was named Retiree of the Year for continued volunteer work supporting veterans, first responders, and community projects. Additional recognition went to the Niles Post, which received the Community Policing Outstanding Achievement Award for its outreach efforts in Berrien County, and Trooper Macon Derleth, who earned the Colonel Christy Kibbe II Community Impact Award for strengthening relationships with Spanish-speaking residents through bilingual engagement initiatives. MSP Director Colonel James F. Grady II praised the honorees for exemplifying the department's values of service, integrity, and community commitment. And during the last meeting of the Dyckerville School Board's District of Education School District's Board of Education meeting, the board conducted a reorganizational meeting. The board selected Kurt Vogel as board president, Richard Hamill as vice president, Randy Kirkpatrick as secretary, and James Nickel as treasurer. With that done, the committee appointments were made. Serving on the operations committee will be Richard Hamill, Kurt Vogel, and James Nickel. Serving on the personnel committee will be Kendra Messing, Kyle O'Mara, Trish Van Norman, and serving on the finance committee will be Randy Kirkpatrick, Kendra Messing, and James Nickel. And appointments were made for representatives as well. Serving as the Michigan Association of School Boards liaison was Kurt Vogel. Serving on the St. Alex County School Board Association will be Richard Hamill. And serving on the Intermediate School District Budget and Elections will be Kendra Messing. Each board member received a certificate of appreciation. and the board approved exploring the option of possibility going for a bond issue. And the board also approved hiring Peggy Ross as a part-time cook's helper and was given approval for Tim Ross to be a bus driver. That was your news for this hour. And right now, here at the station, it is currently 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are continuing to remain calm with no wind chill. There are no cancellations at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net for news, weather, obituaries, and your cancellations.